Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Omid Aleph, and we're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. And in yesterday's share, we began Simon Shin Yud Dalet, and we'll pick up at the very last line. We already read this yesterday, but we'll pick up the very last line on Kuf Yud Tes Omid Beis, where the Mechaber tells us Vafilu Nekev Bi Alma Osur Linkov Ba Mechodesh. You're not allowed to make a new hole, even a small hole, inside a container that's a new container that hasn't had this hole in it beforehand. And he adds, "Vafilu yesh bo nekev chodosh," and even if it has a hole already, im l'archivo, to make that hole wider is osur. One is not permitted to do this. Now we had read most of the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches, and we'll begin today's share where we left off about five lines up from the top of Sif Katan Tes, and we're in the middle of quoting the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us now, "Ha'osa nekev kolshu," if a person makes any sort of a hole in a container, Bain be'eitz, whether it's a wooden container, bain be'matchas, whether it's a metal container, bain be'binyan, bain be'kelim. This is true whether you're dealing with construction over here or with vessels. Harei zeh toledetz maka be'patish v'chayit. You are, in fact, over this isser of maka be'patish, finishing off a utensil. And he adds, v'chol pesach she'ein osui lahachnis ulahotzi. However, if you're making an opening that's not being used to bring something into it or to take something out of it, then ein chayavim alas yosu. That doesn't get included in this isser over here. Atkan Dvar, the Mishnah says that is the conclusion of the words of the Rambam. Then he quotes Isa B'Gemara. The Gemara tells us further, the Imtoka Masmer Bakosil, if you went and put a peg or a nail into a wall, Litlosalov, in order to hang something on it, Chayiv, that would also be an Issa, Mishu Makav Patish. The same Issa would apply over here of Makav Patish. The issue for number 8 brings down, this is not a problem of Bona. It's just a problem of Makib Patish. And Rav Nissen Karlovich Shlita explains that this is because you're really not doing anything for the binyan over here. You're doing something with this peg, with this nail over here. Now it's able to be hung on it, and that's why it's called Makib Patish, but it's not a binyan issue. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Hosen Nekev Bekarka Habayis Shietzu Amayim. If you make some sort of a hole in the floor of the house so that the water can exit through it, Chayiv Mishum Bona. That is a problem of a bona of building. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tes writes, Mechaber explained that if you're widening an existing hole, that's also osur. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Hainu afilum ein marchivo kol kach, even if you're not widening it so much, shia osu lahachlin sohol si ayodo, you're not really now allowing stuff to be brought into it or out of that hole. Nevertheless, afilu hochi, it's osur, akoponimi the rabbonin. That's an isser the rabbonin as brought down in the Gemara. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah adds, Hagah, ubavad shi iskavin lekach. You have to have intention of doing this as brought down in the name of the Mordechai. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud explains, Bolivar Bazer Rak Dasa Mechaber. The Ramah over here is coming to explain the Mechaber. The Davko Kishu Miskavin L'Hachiv. When you're intending to widen the hole, that's when it's Osir. However, Avol Eino Miskavin, if you had no intention of doing so, Avogav the heavy Psik Reish, even though it's going to happen no matter what, She Yisrachev Ayideh Pulosa, whatever you're doing is going to definitely widen the hole, but since that's not your intention, Shari, it actually is permissible. And he adds, Ukamosha Siyam Mechaber Biatzmo Achakach. And this is, in fact, specifically stated by the Mechaber himself later on. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avoldas haramo gufa achakach b'agah, the Ramah will then comment further on that, da'afilum eino mechavin l'harachiv osur imupsik resha. But the Ramah's personal opinion, here he is explaining the Mechaber, but his own personal opinion, which we'll state in a few moments, is that if it is a psik resha that you're widening it, then it's osur. And in fact, he should have written it later on over here with a Yesh Omim appellation to it. However, he wanted to document that this is the halacha. Ach shirotza listom ken lalacha. And therefore, he said it without saying Yesh Omim later on. And we'll see this in a moment when we get there. Now we go to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, V'mahayu sakin tokua me'erev Shabbos b'chavis. If you had a knife that was put into the barrel on Erev Shabbos, then you're allowed to take it out or put it back inside, because you have no intention of widening the hole. You just want the knife to take it out, and you're not interested in widening the hole. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, it was stuck in very tightly into this barrel over here. And by pulling it out, or putting it back in, you're going to widen this where the knife was. Nevertheless, the Mechaber holds, since the whole Isser over here is only an Isser Rabbanan, the Mechaber holds, Svirale de Shari, you're allowed to do this. Kivan Shenu Miskavilan says, since that's not your intention, even though it's a psik ratio. And then the Mishnah says, V'das Ramo Lachlokla, but the Ramo is going to disagree with this momentarily. We'll see it inside, but this is what we already alluded to earlier in Sif Katan Yud in the Mishnah Berurah. The Davko Kishot Sio Pam Achas Mibojo. if you were taking it out at least one time during the day, it already has been widened a little bit. Then, now it's not a psikration that if you pull it out again, that you're definitely going to widen the hole. However, but if you don't do that during the day before Shabbos starts, and now you're pulling it out for the first time on Shabbos, you're definitely going to widen the hole, and the Ramah says that that's a psik ratio that is osur. And this is true, even if it's not going to widen it enough, that something could go in or out of that hole, but nevertheless, it's osur mid the Rabbanan. The Chanal, as we've explained. Sirule, the psik ratio, also af b'milsa the Rabbanan, because a psik ratio is osur, even if it's only involving an isur the Rabbanan. And he says as well, Vayin Lakamim Sif Yubez, we have to wait till we get there. The Bekosel, in regards to Wal Shu Mechuber, which is attached, Gam HaMechaber Molde, even there, the Mechaber is Molde, the Osel Hotzi Asakin Shere Tukuobo, Mayor of Shabbos. You can't remove from the wall the knife that was stuck in tightly into the wall on Erev Shabbos and wasn't removed. V'adin b'chavis, and the same thing would apply to a barrel, shemach zekis arboim saw, a large barrel that has 40 saw volume in it, the yotze gam kei mishol kli, daviko, because that no longer is considered a kli, that's considered now like a ohel, like a structure, and therefore, even the mechaber would be moded, d'sham b'miskavin l'harchiv anekev, chayiv mishum kodeach, that they told the bone, because there, the intention of removing the knife to widen the space, to have a wide space over there, that's an issa d'oraisa, that's a toldo of bone, called kodeach, of penetrating or boring. Therefore, if you have no intention, akoponim, it's a psikreshahu on a d'oraisa, and therefore, that is definitely forbidden. Dishifu number 12 has a different explanation brought down in the Chazon Ish, and he says that harchavas nekev b'chavis, the widening of the hole in the barrel, that's not considered a malacha at all. In lo nichalei b'harchava, if you're not interested in having it widened, this is brought down by the Shaar HaTzion in the name of the Vilna Gaon, and therefore from the barrel you can take the knife out. However, when you're dealing with a hole in the wall, afin lo nichalei, even if you have no desire for it, also lohotzi sakin shetkul b'kosel, that is different, and you're not allowed to pull out the knife from the wall if it hasn't been pulled out previously on Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah continues and writes, v'nei le'inyan ikar adin. What are we paskin over here? The Ikar Din, Hiskimu Hamogin Avram, the Yerabba Vagro, Vagoin, Rabbi Akiva Eger. All these Achronim agree. The Psik Resha also af b'milsa the Rabbanan. They paskin that a Psik Resha is also, even if it's only involving a Din the Rabbanan. Dishvah number 13 brings down that if you're dealing with a Makum Tsar, it's painful for a person. For example, it's a very cold day and a bird has come in through the open window. If you want to close the window because the house is going to be cold, you're also going to be trapping the bird over here. That's a Psik Resha. And what would be the halacha? So he says, afal pishi needs so this aydekach, even though the bird is going to be trapped, it's a psikresha, nevertheless, it's a psikresha de lonichle. You have no interest in this trapping of the bird. And likewise, he adds that since the house is also big, you haven't really trapped the bird, and therefore you haven't trapped it min ha-Torah, it would only be trapped in midrabanan, and that would be permitted b'makom tsar. Mishmur continues and he writes, however, but these poskim, the Mogin of Ram, the Gro, agreed that if you do not have any intention of doing so, then it would be permitted to actually take the knife out of the wall. Since you have no need for a hole over there, that would become now a malacha she'in sarich lagufa. You have no need or desire that there should be a hole over there, and therefore it's a malacha that you have no need for, and that would be permissible. The gara mishar isa derabbanan. That's a lower level than other isurim derabbanan. The also hechashu psik resha, which as we pointed out, would be also if it's a psik resha. Because kivan shehu gam ki makalkal, here you're destroying the wall. Gamu klachayat, and you're doing it in a non-usual way. That the hole in the wall is being made because you pulled out the knife, which you have no intention of having that hole there. You're making the hole a little bit wider. As we really previously learned, Gabi Tznon, in regards to a radish that was buried partially in the ground, under what circumstances do we allow to remove it? On Shabbos, Ayin Sham. So even while that may be permissible, Ela Sheha'olam Nagu Bo Issa Lahotzi. Even though there are many reasons to suggest that it would be permissible to take this knife out of the wall, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says that the veld holds that you can't take it out. The nearer ka'osa neka b'kosa, because it looks too much like you're intentionally making a hole in the wall. And he says, v'gama taz mitzadik kein b'ikor din af b'kosa. And the taz also holds like this in regards to the wall. U'mikol mokom siim, but he concludes, the embiyodu lohokel, neged atruma sadeshen v'ashulchan orach v'aramah, that all of them have paskin that you can't do this, so he's not going to be the one to say that you're allowed Kid Hashulchan Aruch v'Ramah. The Elyon Rabbah also holds over here that you can't do this. The Efshod Denichale Shehei Nekim Meruvach Lachzo V'Lischo Bo Asakim, because you may, in the back of your mind, be happy that the hole is now a little bit wider. It will be a little bit easier to put back the knife in the wall. And therefore, Ba'ofen Zeh, Bevadei L'Kol Yom Aser, since you have a benefit from the hole, now everybody would say that it's Aser. So even though you didn't specifically have that benefit, we say over here that that may be in the back of your mind, so to say, and therefore you can't do it. However, Elo L'Inyan Chavis, but in regards to the barrel, not the wall, the Iker is Issur Rak Midrabanan. The whole source of this is only an Issur Rabanan. Then under extenuating circumstances, a tzorach gadol, a great need, you'd be allowed to rely upon the lenient opinion of the mechaber that says you would be allowed to take it out on Shabbos, because your intention is not to make the hole wider. Even though you hadn't moved it at all out of the barrel on Erev Shabbos, so you're really going to definitely make it wider on Shabbos, but since you are in a shas hatzorach over here, a need, you can rely upon the lenient opinion of the mechaber. I know that was quite complicated, but now let's see it again in the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, V'davko shehotzio gam kein pam achas mibojom. You are only allowed to do this, to remove it over here, when you have already removed it on Erev Shabbos, and therefore, it won't make an automatic psik resha that will widen the hole. But the Ramah says, Avulim lo hotzio mibojom osur. The Ramah, as we've already mentioned many times, holds that if it's going to be a psik resha over here, then you're not allowed to remove it. It's osur. Davi psik resha. It's going to definitely happen that you're going to widen the hole, the Osa Nekev u'Pesach L'Chovis, that you're going to widen the hole and make a hole over there from this barrel. And he brings us down in the name of the Truma Sedeshin. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Beis explains further, Rosh Lomar, the Ramah is telling us over here, Daf, the Mavor B'Sif Yud Beis, even though when we reach Sif Yud Beis, we're going to learn the Hechon Shasakon Hoya Tochev B'Dover Tolush, Mutu L'Otzio B'Shabbos V'Chogavne, that if the knife was in something that is not attached to the ground, then you would be allowed to remove it on Shabbos in any situation, the lo shayach shal mishum bone, because there is no concern at all about bone. Here it's different. Hoch shiny, the eish bo mishum misakin piskel, because here it looks like you're making an opening over here. Ba'av shein osu l'haklus lotzi, even though it can't be used to bring something in or out of this, it's too small a hole. Nevertheless, as we've already pointed out, there are more holes, al kompani midirabonin osu, it is forbidden on a derabonin level. The Ramah continues and he writes, kli shenisro ea, if you have a utensil over here, in a somewhat ruined condition, it's damaged in some way. Are you allowed to go and break off a piece of this already somewhat dilapidated utensil? So the Ramah writes, these halachas were already discussed, Ayin La'el, look previously in Simen Shin Ches, Sif Mem Dalet. And if you go look over there, you're reminded that the Mechaber said that a broken vessel, you're not allowed to go and take from it pieces or shards of this earthenware utensil to go and use them as a cover. And the Mishnah Berurah explained over there it was a Misakin Kli concern. Ayin Shalom for the full details of this halacha. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Hoya bo nekev v'nistam, if there was a hole in this vessel and it became plugged up, so im hu lamato min hashmarim, if it's below the dregs over here, it's at the bottom of this barrel, also l'posul, then you're not allowed to open it up. Why? The kivin shu lamato, since it's all the way at the bottom, but called COVID Hayayin Olav, and all the weight of the volume of the wine in this barrel is on top of this hole, Sarich Stimum Ayu, you obviously need to have this closed door very well. And therefore, if you're now going to open this up, the Choshev Kiposeach Mechodosh, it's as if you're opening from scratch a brand new hole. You can't say there was a hole over here, since you sealed it off in such a way to be able to support all the weight of the wine that it shouldn't push this hole open again, so therefore it's as if it's really sealed, and now when you're opening it up, this same steamer, you're actually opening it anew. But lamala min hashmarim, if the plugged up hole was above the shmarim, then mutul apostle, then you'd be allowed to reopen it again. It's not such a good seal. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Gimel, Afilu hoya osu mokum mokum abar, so even if that's where the stopper was, where the spigot was, shesomo v'asol b'mokum acher, and you replaced it and put it in another place, v'atar otsu l'posko, now you want to reopen it again, nevertheless, if it's below at the bottom, you're not allowed to do this. Sifkot Yud Dalet, v'choshiv kiposeach mechodesh, it's as if you're going to reopen it now anew. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'akin also lasso shom afilu nekev katan." You can't even make a small hole over there. Shen also lahaklus lotzi ayodo, that wouldn't be able to allow the wine or to go in or out. You're still not allowed to do this over here. The issue foot number 40 brings down this iser is brought down by the Chazon Ish. She'eno ela midrabanan is only a din derabanan. She'ken afilu stimas ma'ula shebenekev chavis. Because even a good seal isn't halachically midoraisa going to seal off a hole. And opening up that hole is considered permissible on a deraisa lever. Mutter mi'ikra din. However, the Chachamim were machmir over here, and they said you can't do this if it's at the very bottom. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tezvav says, however, if it's higher up, so it's not such a good steel, you would be allowed to open it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Siv Katan Tezvav, afilu hu nekev gadol. This would be true even if it was a large hole. Do'osu astima lo chashiva astima klal, because that sealing off of that hole is not considered a very good ceiling, and therefore it's considered that the hole is still there on a certain level. The issue foot number 16 brings down, this has huge halachal mitzvah ramifications in terms of, let's say, a carton of milk or a carton of juice. The kufsos karton haskuras aide kipulan milamala, that bakas hakifalim zelazeh. You have a carton of milk or a carton of orange juice which is sealed together, so to say, with some sort of a glue when you fold it over on the top. So these types of containers, haderech leposkon, the normal way that we open them up is by separating the folds that are folded together. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe writes, also leposkon, you're not permitted to open these up on Shabbos. And he says, ve'ein dinon kedin nekev yosher shenistam. This isn't like a hole that was closed off, which would be permissible to open it up if it's above the shmarim and these cartons are opened at the top. But he says, here you're not allowed to do this because these closings of these cartons, la'achar milui tochen akufsa sogrin es ha-pesach yofa yofa, this is totally sealed. U'batil hanekav rishon, the original hole that was there before it was sealed is now totally obliterated, and therefore it's considered as if it's a brand new utensil over here that you're opening up, and therefore it is not allowed according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's all. Now we go to Siv Gimel in the Mechaber. Bimkom nekev yoshon, in the place where there is an old hole, Nokvin afilu b'makdeach, you're allowed to even use a utensil to widen that hole. Pirish kli miyuchad linkov, take some sort of a boring instrument and widen that. Should be allowed to take something like a drill, obviously not an electrical drill, but some sort of a boring instrument and make the hole over here. And then he gives an example of this. This, the Rama says, pirish kli miyuchad linkov, you could take some sort of a kli over here that's designated for this boring. And he says, for example, kigon shenishbor habarza, if you have what they call the bung or the stopper over here that is broken, you're allowed to go and drill a hole through that area. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Tezayin explains, Ben shenekev ahu haya gadol katan, this is irrelevant whether it's a very small or a large size hold, or bevash lo yachiva yosim imashoyim etchila. As long as you're not making it wider than it originally was, you can go and reperforate this sealed off area. Siv Katan Yudzayin, you can even use some sort of a drill over here, a boring instrument. The lo choshev stima cloud, this isn't called closed off. Kivin shulamalam nashmarim, the chanal, as we've explained, it's above the shmarim, so this hole over here doesn't have the status of being a sealed hole. Then the Mishnah continues and he writes, V'lachayin therefore mutu linko b'megufa shesot min bo hakli zchuchis shekorin shtapki afilu b'chli ha-mesukan lekach. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, you're allowed to go and make a hole in the stopper over here of a glass utensil, some sort of a cork that you put on top of this bottle, and you're allowed to even go and take a specialized instrument and bore through this. My understanding of this would be that you're allowed to go and take a corkscrew and go and perforate a cork in a bottle of wine, for example. This is not a problem, according to this Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot Yudches, this bar is over here. Nokat Dover Hover, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaber specifically chose this example of the stopper, this bung over here, because it's a common problem. But the same thing would apply even if the hole was in another place, it's not in the place where the stopper was, wherever the hole was, it's closed off, one would be allowed to reperforate it over here in this situation. I know this was a difficult shear at heart to follow to a certain extent. I hope people were able to follow it. It certainly requires chazara, but that will conclude today's shear.